What did Greg do that in regular time?
What's that?
Why did you just do that in regular time?
That would have been nice. We had to see out one more corner kick, and as it would, they score. Most importantly, our response after we give away a goal late was incredible. We had to reset up the team because really the sub at the end was just to try to get to the corner kick, get a little bit bigger. And we knew they were sending the goalkeeper. We knew they were sending all the big guys, and we just wanted to get a little bit bigger than Aro and try to just, because I feel like really if we get through that corner kick, then the game is done. And so we took that one, that opportunity. We give up one. I wouldn't have done it, but I knew also that if we happened to go into overtime, we have an extra sub. So I knew I could go back to an attacking shape if I needed to. And unfortunately, we didn't get ourselves through that one. But we regrouped, and really the guys regrouped mentally. We reshaped ourselves based on the guys we had on the field, and we just completely opened up the game. And some of the attacking play, some of the finishing, all that stuff started to come out in droves. So it was nice, but just showed some real mental toughness, I think, in that final, that overtime.
Who did you save your guys before the overtime?
Win the game. No. I just, again, reshaped it and said, let's be aggressive. Let's not fall back. We reshaped into a 3-5-2. And I said, I wanted the wide guys to go hard. I didn't want them to sit in the back. I didn't want it to look like a five. I wanted us to play the ball forward and to just attack. And, which is a formula we've used in the past, mostly in 2016. And, obviously we still had Marky, Oso, and Michael, who remember those days, and Justin, and the center backs were comfortable with it and just wanted us to be aggressive. If we were going to go into the overtime, we wanted to change the mindset right off the bat. And, look, we did it. We did it well, and we were able to, like I said, get some goals off of that made it, I would like to say, made it comfortable in the end, but we also had a couple guys who were a little banged up in the overtime that, that unfortunately we're going to have to deal with that.
Were you that calm between?
Kind of. I mean, it was at that point I went into problem solving mode because I had a certain group of players on the field, and it was figuring out what was going to be the best shape for us to still be an attack minded group and not have to be defensive, because that's not where we wanted to be going in overtime. So yeah, I had to find some calm and try to pull some logic out and find the best way to shape that group that we had on. And that was to bring Nick up to the forward position with Paz and again, shape our midfield like those guys are so comfortable doing, and release Justin and Richie to really just try to attack.
When did Omar sustain his injury, and how serious is it?
Yeah, it's not serious, which is the good news. It's a very minor hamstring strain, and it happened. He started to feel tightness on Wednesday, but it doesn't present itself like a strain. It's a little bit lower in the close to the knee versus up in the belly of the muscle. And so he just felt tight. So we gave him a little bit of rest on Thursday, didn't push him, which most of the guys were on recovery Thursday. Friday he trained, he got through the most of training. Towards the end of training, he's like, I still feel tight. So we got a scan last night just to take a look. It was very minor, so minor enough that we wanted to fitness test him today just to see how he was and if he felt like he could do it. And when we got there, he just couldn't open up into a maximum sprint. So it became, we don't want to waste a sub early if he actually can't get through it. And if we don't push him heavy tonight, it's minor enough that he could be ready for Wednesday. So, we'll see. That's the goal. I'm optimistic, and he's optimistic. I think again, it's something that we have a few days now, and it's minor enough that I think that a few days could really do him a lot of good.
Rick, such a well finish is probably not what a coach wants. But what does it tell you about your team going into the conference semifinal against the best team in the East?
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. I mean, we've had good matchups against them this year. So obviously we'll come off of this one and just kind of regroup. But I think the mentality is there. I mean, we've gone now 11 games unbeaten. One of those games with their place, we had a PK late to try to win it, 4-0 earlier in the year here. So we're confident that the matchup makes sense for us. Now we, like I said, we got to recover. We got to get everybody to the best possible physical state. I think mentally we're in a great spot and prepare ourselves for them. But we want every challenge that we can get at this point, and we look forward to it.
Thank you.
Coming up there on Josie.
Sorry, what were the injuries that you mentioned? You had some people banged up.
Yeah, Chris landed, I think, on Boateng when he came down from a header, and I looked like he might have rolled his ankle a little bit. I suspect he'll be fine. He was having a little bit of a hard time running, but I suspect after a couple of days and getting some tape on it, because I don't think it's tape, that he probably could be okay. And Marky was starting to – I couldn't tell if it was cramp, but he was kind of rubbing his groin / stretching his hamstrings, so I don't think it's anything – muscle related in the hamstring. I think he was maybe just cramping up a bit. And so hopefully that's all it is, and he'll be fine. I think everybody else is good. Yeah, he was positionally excellent, right in the right places. Reactions, fantastic. I was a little more irritated that we leave Rooney in a spot to finish two on us. He's the one guy we really wanted to know where he was at all times, and he got away from us. But Q made a few saves that were critical on the night. Really, there's no way two ways to say it. They were fantastic and critical saves. He's had a great year coming off the back of being, you know, in a full season in France, and I think we gave him a little bit of a break and rest, and I think he's been excellent since he's been able to regenerate a little bit, and he was fantastic tonight, both with his feet and with his saves.
Are you optimistic on Josie for Wednesday too?
I'm optimistic that we can get him close to I don't know if it'll be 100% again. I just don't know. He's every day we're pushing him a little bit more, and he's tolerating all of that. With three or four more days, I'm hopeful that he can play a role in this game. I'm just not sure to what extent, but I think we're getting really close to the point that he's going to be ready to give us something. So last week I was a little less positive, even though I might have seemed so at times for everybody. But I'm a lot more positive now that if we could get through this game, he could play a role in the next one.
Greg, through this rebuild on the fly, you said you want different players that can play in a different way. You wanted more depth in the team.
Sure.
You played in a lot of different ways tonight with a lot of different players stepping up. Is this what you had in mind from this group?
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of depth, and we do have versatility. you know, we have wide players who can play as natural wide players, who can play inverted. Obviously, Paz can do different things. He can play as a midfielder. He could play as a striker. I thought he, against two big guys, of course, not going to win a lot of things in the air, but he was able to hold up some balls and bring guys into the attack. And we were quite mobile once we got going. So obviously he's able to do different things. I think the tactical flexibility to be able to change shapes is something that every team that I have, I want them to be able to. It's stuff we've done in the past. It's not something I wanted to do a lot this year. But we got ourselves in a position that we had certain guys on the field and we just needed to reshape. And I think I like the versatility of the group, and I think we have a lot of depth. So I think there are different things we can do, but we're in a pretty good way and right now. So,
Greg, what was the process to rule Josie out for today?
Well, we have a return to play process that really everybody goes through regardless of injury, and there are steps, and in those steps you have to accomplish certain things like a certain amount of high speed running, hitting a certain speed, a certain quantity. So all things like that, be able to strike balls. Depends on what the injury is specifically. This is a quad, so you've got to be able to do things that are quad related in terms of high speed running, plus being able to strike balls and things like that. So we're able to get him through good chunks of it, but obviously not everything. So the risk was, you know, outweighed the reward. And now we've bought ourselves, you know, a few more days to continue to push him through that. Yeah, I thought, you know, I thought some of our rhythm with things could be a little bit sharper. I think sometimes you come off of 2 weeks with some guys away and some guys back. I thought our guys, every single guy in our roster who was here with us competed like crazy for the last 2 weeks. But still, when you add Michael and Oso and some of the guys back in, naturally you have to find that groove again. I thought it took us a little while there. Defensively, what we do, I thought it took us probably 20, 30 minutes maybe to really find our what we were trying to do defensively in some ways just against them. And So I think, you know, all in all, it took us a while to kind of hit our rhythm and hit our stride. And still in some of the attacking things, you know, it's nice to have Josie. He brings a different quality to our team than when we don't have him. We have to adapt. And I thought the guys did a great job of adapting. But there's still a best version of us that we're still striving for. And that requires, you know, everybody to be healthy and ready to go.
One more. What is it about nights like tonight, big nights, that brings out the best in this Orioles?
Yeah, I think, you know, for him and a lot of guys, but I think for him, he loves being here in front of his hometown. And, you know, the bigger the games, I feel like this team always kind of reaches down and finds a different level of concentration, intensity, fight in some ways, you know. And sometimes I think in regular season games, we love to play and pass the ball and everything else, but playoff games and big games bring out a different level of just competition and scrappiness and fighting and the things that you have to do to just win playoff games or these games that are one-offs. And you know, for Ost, that's his wheelhouse. When he's got, you know, a lot of sort of emotion and a lot of passion for what he does, and when the game gets going like that, I think it just brings out the best of what he has to offer. Plus, in a day like today, we needed him to hold possession, spin away from guys, because we don't have a Josie up top to be able to hold balls for us. We needed he and Paz, those guys, to be reliable as much as possible on the ball, and they were great in that way for us, you know. So pleased, happy, and again, guys like him and a lot of others are just continue to build confidence through this stretch, and we look forward to the next challenge.
There's not much you can do about it. What do you think of the Saturday Wednesday turnaround, and also what do you expect about playing at City Field?
I don't know much about City Field. I have to reach out to – there's only been a couple teams, I think, that have played there through this, and I think some of the guys have reached out. I didn't want to know yet, so I'll find out now. Hopefully it's a little bit bigger, and the surface maybe is just a little bit better, but we'll see. What was the first question? Sorry.
Saturday to Wednesday.
Yeah, I don't love it. I think if we're going to go to one game playoffs, then we should have 1 week of rest and, you know, allow the guys to recover, and then everybody can give everything they have for the next game. And, you know, they're obviously trying to get all of this in between the international dates, and maybe that's just how it goes. But I think I personally would like for the teams that play that everybody has the same amount of rest going into the next game. And then there's a lot more equality in that setup. Be a lot of rest for New York, but that's okay. They earned it. All right.